Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
98.7 K-Love. Nobody plays more 80s. My grandfather was one of my biggest father figures when I was growing up. Mm-hmm. He grew up back in the 20s. Then he was a parent back in the late 40s and 50s. Mm-hmm. And we had a conversation before he passed away 12 years ago. Actually, about 20 years ago, we had this conversation. And it's interesting because as I think about some of the stuff that's going on right now, just worldwide, mm-hmm. I think, man, I always think back to that conversation I had with my grandfather. Now, a lot of people will think what I'm about to say is the dumbest thing ever. Mm. They're going to think that. Mm-hmm. And I don't blame you. Like, if I made this statement out loud right now and I heard it from somebody else, I'd be like, you've lost your mind.
Yeah.
Really?
However, just think about it for a minute. And that's the only thing. Just think about it for a second.
Okay.
So I tell my grandfather about 20 years ago, and I said, you know what's going to be the demise of our society is education and technology. And he told me I'd lost my mind.
Did he pop some buttons?
He almost popped buttons, yeah. You haven't heard the story. My grandfather, when he would get upset, he would stand up out of his recliner and rip his shirt off and pop all the buttons off. But it was almost one of those moments, yeah.
Yeah.
But I said, education and technology. He's like, explain yourself. Mm-hmm. So I did. And I said, well, if you think about it, when you go to college and stuff like that, one of the biggest things they teach you in college is to challenge everything, to challenge authority, to challenge the idea. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about just the scientific method alone. Mm-hmm. Okay, if there's a hypothesis, your whole point is to try to basically break it down and
is
prove
to try
it
to
wrong.
Disprove it.
Yeah, yep. Exactly. Widely accepted.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
That's why I don't believe in black holes. Yes. But anyway,
it always comes back to that. Always.
So, and I told him, and I said, what's happening is, and it's, you know, we're seeing this exact thing happening here 20 years later. Mm-hmm. And I said, what's happening is think about this. When you go to college, one of the biggest things that they tell you to challenge is faith. Okay. Mm-hmm. If you're a Christian, they literally teach you to challenge the whole idea of that.
Right.
So with that also comes along morals and moral compass and all that kind of stuff, right? So that's one part. And then think about technology for a minute. So technology and where we are now with social media and everything, we got phones in our hands that, you know, attached to us at all mm-hmm. times. When you combine those two things, you have 2020, which is where we are right now.
Right.
Think about the year 2020 mm-hmm. and the craziness and chaos that has been 2020.
Jeez.
Now, I'm not going to say I told you so, but I am going to say it's funny that I had this conversation with my grandfather back in, you know, 2000.
Right.
Okay. There's an author, Michael Snyder, who argues that American life was so much better back in 1950 than it is today.
Really?
And there's some comparisons here I want to share with you.
Okay.
Okay. Not all of these are good. I'm telling you that up front. Not all of these are necessarily good. Some of them might even feel a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Okay. In 1950, most Americans were generally happy with their lives, quote unquote. In 2020, the suicide rate is at an all-time record high, and it has been rising every single year since 2007. Mm-hmm. Think about the year 2007. Social media was just starting to take off.
Sure was.
Yeah.
This was right as Facebook became mm-hmm. available to everyone.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
In 1950, children would go outside and play when they got home from school. In 2020, our parks and playgrounds are virtually empty, and we have the highest child obesity rate in the industrialized world.
Yep.
Think about that for a minute.
Yeah.
Okay. 1950, Americans actually attempted to parent their children. In 2020, we pump our kids full of mind-altering drugs, and we let our television and video games raise our children for us. Okay? Mm-hmm. This, again, according to author Michael Snyder. In 1950, gum chewing and talking in class were some of the major disciplinary problems we had with our children in schools. This is the hard one. In 2020, kids are literally gunning down police officers in the streets. Mm. In 1950, about 5% of all babies in the United States were born to unmarried parents. In 2020, about 40% of all babies born in the United States will be born to unmarried parents.
Wow.
We're not telling you which way to feel about this. You can feel either way. To you, that may be a good thing.
Right.
Okay? To some, that may be a bad thing, and which is why things are kind of crazy right now. Mm-hmm. Some people think that we're not crazy right now. We're in a world of progress. That's for you to decide. In 1950, a lot of people would leave their homes and their vehicles unlocked because crime rates were so low.
Yeah.
In 2020, many that live in urban areas are deathly afraid of the civil unrest that has erupted, and gun sales have soared to all-time record highs.
Yeah, that's a lot to take in right there. Mm-hmm.
1950 television networks would not even show husbands and wives together in bed. In 2020, adult websites get more traffic than Netflix, Amazon, and Twitter combined.
Man.
That's sad. That.
Now, this is one that's probably going to hit you pretty hard. In 1950, TV only featured family-friendly programming like Hopalong Cassidy. We laugh. Mm-hmm. In 2020, Netflix film entitled Cuties is so trashy and so disgusting that four states have sent letters to Netflix asking it for it to be removed because it's fodder for those with criminal imaginations, serving to normalize the view that children are sexual beings.
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
It's the normalization part that is just really hard to fathom. In 1950, the United States loaned more money to the rest of the world than anybody else. In 2020, the United States owes more money to the rest of the world than anybody else. In 1950, people would make an effort to dress up and look nice when they would go out in public. In 2020, most of the population has become utter slobs, and People of Walmart has become one of our most popular memes.
Gosh, no kidding.
Now, if you were to build the list of how 2020 is actually better than 1950, here are some of the things you might see on that list.
Okay.
In 2020... people stand up for racial injustice. In 1950, you could say the N-word with ease without getting canceled. In 2020, women have the opportunity to be whoever they want to be. In 1950, a woman was successful only when she made her husband happy and provided him with a delicious meal and served him when he got home from being who he wanted to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to sit here and think about these. And it's hard to put these together and then say, well, it's better. It was better then, but it's better now.
Here's the thing, though. If anything, what you would learn from this is that there's good and bad bits to everything, right? So we should take a little from 2020 and then maybe also take a little from 1950 and put those together to create a better place for everyone.
In 2020, you can get a quality education for free without ever leaving your home, which I still don't.
The free part is questionable.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's more expensive now than it feels
but
like.
But from home, absolutely.
In 1950, only the rich and privileged were able to attend college and get a higher paying job. In 2020, you have more than one genre of music you can listen to conveniently anywhere you go.
Yeah. Very true.
Radio.com.
Mm-hmm. In 1950, you had three genres of music to listen to, and country and western counted as two of them.
country and western.
In 2020, we know that food is good for you to eat and which ones contain carcinogens. In 1950, both dad and mom would smoke in the family car with the windows rolled up. Yeah, we're fine.
That was also pre-seatbelts, too, right?
Back part of it.
Yeah, lay across like a little sun.
In the dashboard area. Exactly. You could take a nap up there. It was perfect.
In 2020, again, some of these are difficult to hear, but it's like we need to hear them, right?
Right.
In 2020, we understand about mental health and can make better parenting decisions that don't necessarily require physical violence. In 1950, no one would say anything if you decided it was in the best interest of your child for you to leave them covered in bruises. It's hard to hear. I understand. But at the same time, it's a difference. It's funny. You sit here and you look at this because a lot of people are like, you know, it was so much better back in the day.
Yeah.
Was it? Some things, absolutely.
100%.
Some things, not absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, I go back to my original statement of education and technology.
Yeah.
Is it the demise of where we're going? Something to think about. I'm not saying that it's, you know,
right.
proven true, but Just look at where we are.
Just think about it.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Happy Feel Good Friday.
Yay!
And don't miss the best of Miles in the Morning every Saturday morning from 6 to 10 a.m.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.